What would it feel like to wear an exoskeleton or any sort of robotic device on your body when you're feeling worn out and unable to climb that staircase to go to bed, or much more seriously, if you've lost the use of a leg or other appendage? Huge advances are being made in wearable robots, and that's the focus of this week's Wearicon 17, which started this morning in downtown Phoenix. ASU's Tom Sugar is part of the event thanks to the work he's done. It includes a powered foot orthotic for stroke rehabilitation. He's also done work on a wearable jetpack that helps runners go faster. When he joined us in studio recently, he brought along an exoskeleton that includes leg attachments and proceeded to put it on.
You can wear them like a backpack. We've had different types of systems. We've built systems that assist carrying loads, like a backpack. You might have seen there was a story on that pogo suit. So we've made backpack systems. This can help with the backpack as well. So you just put on hip straps. And then the idea is that this will just push your leg back and forth at the right time. And the really key part of the technology is to get in sync with the user. Because if you're not in sync with the user, it feels like you're walking through a swimming pool. And then metabolic cost goes way up and it feels like an exercise piece of equipment.
Can the right time vary for different people? I mean, are there certain people? I mean, that must be kind of a kink to work out or no?
Yeah, it's a big kink to work out because the right time is different for people, and it's also different from your left leg to your right leg. So your left leg, for me, is like 50 milliseconds slower than my right leg. And so the right time is measured by, we use IMU sensors or rate gyros that measure the motion of your leg. So we have a rate gyro that measures the motion of the left leg, a rate gyro that measures the motion of your right leg, and then we just watch how you're moving and we move in sync with you. So it's kind of like the same sensors that were in your cell phone. You know, if you move your cell phone back and forth, you can get a tilt sensor out of your cell phone. And so we use similar types of sensors.
Well, and since you've been working with the military, I presume there are different goals involved in that. But if you expand your reach for this sort of thing, I mean, can this be for folks who, for leisure use, can it be for folks who, frankly, have lost the use of their limbs?
Yes. So there's basically four or five categories for these types of systems. One category is for spinal cord injury. So people are wearing these types of exoskeletons for spinal cord injury. Second is in rehabilitation after a stroke. These systems can help in rehabilitation. Thirdly, just assistance for the elderly. And people are looking at these systems just to assist as you get older, just to help you walk. And then there is the military work that I've been doing. And lastly, recreation is starting to catch on. There's some exoskeletons that are basically a suspension system for your knee to help you ski better. So now, basically, it's giving you an assist as your leg goes up, and then it gives you an assist as your leg goes back. So it's just push, 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 push. And you can kind of go down, come back up. So it's following your motion.
Now, if you were just to stand there, would it do anything? Would it try to encourage you or anything?
No.
Okay.
If you just stand there, it just holds still. You kind of hear it holding still. And then once you step.
If you were to say to someone, this is what this feels like, what does it feel like?
It just feels like someone's pushing your leg forward, you know, up. It just gives you an assist up. And then when your foot goes down on the ground, it just gives you a push back. And usually what happens is people walk faster with the device. Because it's increasing your stride length.
Could you feel when it was moving from being really lumbering to actually being more in sync with the body?
Definitely. The aha moment is actually when you turn it on and it's working well and you say, I'm not sure if it's helping. Then you turn it off and you say, oh, I lost something. It's not if it feels like it's pushing you really hard, it feels like then you're like a marionette and then people get tense up and don't like the device. So you want it just to give you a slight assistance.
So how important has this become in this general realm, the idea of having truly wearable technology that isn't just, you know, obviously a high-tech watch is great, but something that can really assist in people's lives and give them a different sort of experience?
These systems are becoming quite powerful. I mean, the spinal cord injury systems get people up about 1 hour a day, allow them to walk. It's really important because they stand up and move around and get out of a chair. Then secondly, these systems are being used in manufacturing. So they're helping people at the Tokyo airport as we speak. They're helping people at automobile manufacturing plants to basically lift heavy objects. And these systems basically are looking to assist the human body and really just try to improve performance.
I presume you've tested this on yourself a lot. Are you a good patient for this?
I actually always had this kind of rule that I always wore everything before I put it on someone else. I wanted to make sure that it worked first.
What's reasonable when it comes to cost for this kind of thing? Once it gets, I mean, does it have to be something that people could, you know, somewhat afford? Not that it's going to be inexpensive, but affordable.
So right now, because there are ones of types of systems, they can be expensive. So a lot of times the clinics will own the spinal cord injury robots. They're in the, you know, $60,000 to $80,000 ranges. But certainly I think people are trying to get these systems down much lower in cost, and then you'll see them in factories, and then in the future you could see them at the home.
Tom Sugar is an ASU engineering professor who specializes in wearable robotics. He's part of Wearicon 17, which started this morning in downtown Phoenix.